The trailblazing architect Rem Koolhaas molds the empty spaces in a suddenly frozen world. By Belinda Luscombe. Rem Koolhaas, the Pritzker Prize-winning Dutch architect, author, and academic, has long had a beef with airports. It's not the same beef that everyone else has with airports. The Cinnabon smell, the brusqueness of security, the $7 snack. Koolhaas's beef with airports is that they've lost their sense of purpose. Airports used to be highly rationalized spaces that simply served to take you efficiently from one place to the plane, Koolhaas says on a landline from his office in Rotterdam. The process in his mind used to be very logical. Arrivals, luggage, customs, blah, blah, blah. But airports now are made up of what he has called junk space. You are basically almost forced to enter the bowels of a mostly financial configuration in order to be exposed to the maximum amount of shopping, he says. The serpentine layout that herds passengers through a maze-like mall creates almost a permanent sense of crowding, he notes, with much less freedom to make our own choices and to maintain our own distances. Airports are just one among the many, many public spaces that have to be rethought, reorganized, and redesigned in the era of pandemics, and Koolhaas believes it is way overdue. Also on his back to the drawing board list, cities, especially those that have no purpose but to attract people. The problem is that in the last 20 or 30 years, cities have become gathering spaces for relatively affluent people and for tourists, he says. There has been a kind of really drastic transformation of the point of cities that we didn't really pay enough attention to. The architect who rose to fame largely for a book, Delirious New York, that celebrated New York City for its density and crowdedness, has now turned his attention to less inhabited spaces, especially the countryside. To him, the gathering of more than 50% of the world's population into metropolises that occupy just 2% of the world's landmass was a problem long before anyone knew what the phrase social distancing meant. It was one of the themes of his recent exhibition at the Guggenheim countryside, which looked at the curious disregard and abandonment of the more rural parts of the planet. Because of the pandemic, the museum closed in March, less than a month after the show opened. At about the same time, people in cities began to wish they lived somewhere emptier and to suddenly wonder where their food came from.